we take a few of your calls, 1300 736 736, and read out a few of your speckled text, 0433 98 11 16. Matt Carroll's been good enough to join me, AOC CEO. Welcome to you, Matt. Firstly, thanks a lot for giving me some of your time.
Absolute pleasure.
2032 Brisbane Olympic bid has been talked about. I know there's so many other things to talk about in the world of sport right now that are a little bit closer and nearer on our agenda, but you got to start planning long-term, and this would be massive, massive if you... Go on.
Yep, sorry, mate. Yep.
It would be massive if we were able to secure an Olympic Games back in Australia.
Well, that's right. I mean, the candidature enjoys the support of the federal government and the Queensland government, and obviously the local governments in the southeast Queensland sector. But also, you know, the games will be across other parts of the state as well. We've kept it low key over this, obviously, this troubled time. Focus is much more important things of health and well-being and the economy, but it's been trundling along, as John said on Saturday. John Coates said on Saturday at the AGM, the candidature has been moving forward. You know, it possibly decision in 2022 or 2023, which would then, you know, unlock a decade of great opportunities for sport in Australia. Because, you know, there's, I think basketball's bidding for the women's. Their Women's World Cup, football, as in soccer, is also bidding for the Women's World Cup. So it would be a great decade.
The AOC had an annual general meeting over the weekend. I'm sure that was a long meeting. What was your order of priority in that one?
Well, it wasn't too long because it was the first time we've ever had online meeting. So it was a bit quicker than normal, but look, it was returning the results for last year, 2019, in terms of our activities, which is very successful, our community activities with our Olympics Unleashed program in schools, and then obviously our Olympian activities, all the work we do with athletes during the between games. But also last year, we sent an Australian team to the Pacific Games, to the World Beach Games, and also to the Youth Winter Olympics in Lausanne very early this year. Financially, the organisation is very strong. We've got a good commercial program with our partners, and our Olympic Foundation had some good returns last year. Obviously, not quite the same this year, but managing the postponement of the games quite well. All our partners are sticking with us. So, no, the AOC is in good shape.
So where are we at with Tokyo and the preparations for it? Because some countries are ahead of others with what they're able to do. How was that shaping at the moment, long-term and short-term, for all those competitors around the world? Because it's not really an even playing field right now as we head towards it. Are we hoping that we'll get to that at some stage?
Yeah, look, that is the challenge. You're quite right. The qualification processes are being... competitions are slowly being released by each of the international sporting bodies through the IOC. They're starting to come out. Obviously, it's all going to be fairly dependent on how different countries come out of the COVID-19 pandemic. In terms of in Tokyo, though, there's full steam ahead at replanning and reorganising the games to next year. All the venues are all being confirmed for the same period of time as has been the village, so the Japanese are very much working their way through that. They're planning for no vaccine available, so they're looking at different ways of social distancing and all those sorts of things. It is over 12 months away. You know, as we all know, the world came into this crisis fairly quickly. How we emerge out of it is still a bit unknown, but you know, a lot of countries are starting to emerge, including our own. The return to sport protocols we didn't put in place by the Australian Institute of Sport is going to allow our athletes to start to train. I mean, by the time they get to the level, I think ABC, level C, it'll require that the team sports will be able to start to train as well again. So we're also looking at, you know, competitions across the Tasman, if that bubble comes into effect, so that we can compete to friendly competitions, so to speak, with the Kiwis, if there ever is such a thing. We have plans in place, as all the sports are doing, to ensure the athletes have the best opportunity for Tokyo next year.
So how many months of a lead-in do you think it's fair that every country has a level playing field, or do you think that that's just one of the things that is going to have to be accepted? Some athletes around the world are going to have a three-month lead-in to be able to train, and some might have nine.
Well, it is going to be different. A lot of athletes are already qualified. A lot of sports are already qualified for the game, so that's already in place. I noticed the Canadians are back at training already, as we saw that in the paper. Obviously, Americans still issues in their country, but certainly some of the European countries are back at training. So it is starting to come good. The main one is those final sports for qualification, and they're pushing those far out as they possibly can into next year, just prior to the game. So the IOC is working through what rules they would normally have, and you have to qualify by certain dates. They're pushing those dates out as much as possible, give athletes every opportunity, and try and make that playing field as level as possible.
And when do you start planning for your pre-Olympic events here to happen around Australia, not just the qualification events, but just events in general for those Olympic athletes to be able to get some events in?
Well, a number of the sports are doing that. I was talking to volleyball today, and they're looking at a whole program of events towards the back end of this year and or into next year, as are all the sports. So those things are being planned by the sports. They're obviously, overseas competition, not this side of January, February next year. No one's thinking about that the borders are going to open up. So it's all going to be local once domestic travel starts to open up, which we can generally judge what the federal and state governments are saying that is sort of coming maybe mid-year.
Can you see some summer track and field events happening in Australia?
Yeah, I mean, each of the sports. I haven't spoken to Athletics Australia in recent days, but each of the sports are looking at how they can manage their training. Rowing is certainly, as I said, they're looking at some camps up in Queensland, looking at perhaps some opportunity to train against the New Zealanders. So each of the sports, it's the planning is a bit difficult to exactly know when things are going to. You sometimes have to putting dates on it, but they've got their contingency plans in place. Yep. And, very resilient, the athletes, as you know. Yeah.
Well, and I think that the light at the end of the tunnel has become a lot brighter for a lot of people in the last 2 weeks. So what was thought of as being out of the realms of possibility 2 weeks ago is now all of a sudden back in the realms of possibility in some people's eyes, depending on which state you live in and which sport you compete in.
Exactly. And I think the focus of the athletes is on the games. They're finding all sorts of innovative ways to keep their training going. But obviously, we're in discussions with the AIS, who are working through the state institutes all around the country, where we can start to open up training facilities, back and pool, but, one lane separation, all those sorts of things. Go to the training centre, but go home to shower and change. Really practical, simple things so that the athletes can get back into the venues and commence their full-on training.
And before I let you go, rugby is in your heart as well. How are you seeing that at the moment? Because it's hit a bit of I was going to say speed hump, but it's more a roadblock. Can you see that resurrecting itself in Australia, at least with a mini comp here?
Look, I think they can. I think the other most important there, they've had some issues before COVID-19. I think COVID-19 crisis has just brought those up faster and quicker, as it has done in other industries, of course. But look, I wish them well. We certainly had a conversation with them last week that offered to help, but they wish to go down another path, which is entirely their choice and theirs alone. So I wish them well.
Great to have a chat to you, Matt, and we'll keep in touch as the months go
by. Thank you.
Head towards Tokyo. Matt Carroll, AOC CEO.